Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, reading from Fazali Amal, Virtues of the Glorious Quran. Hadith number 10. Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whosoever reads one letter of the book of Allah Ta'ala is rewarded with one blessing, and one blessing is multiplied 10 times in reward." I do not say that Alif Lam Mim is one letter, but Alif is one letter, Lam is one letter, and Mim is one letter. Usually a reward is given for a whole action, but in the case of the Quran, it is not so. Reading each letter is counted as one good deed, and the reward of each good deed will be increased 10 times as promised by Almighty Allah. One more time. Usually a reward is given for a whole action, but in the case of the Quran, it is not so. Reading each letter is counted as one good deed, and the reward of each good deed will be increased 10 times. As promised by Almighty Allah, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. A person who does a good deed, for him will be 10 times its reward. 10 times, however, is the least. Allah Ta'ala multiplies the reward for whomsoever he wishes as much as he desires. Another hadith says that, I do not say that Bismillah is one letter, but know that Ba, Seen, and Meem, etc. are all separate letters. Hazrat Mu'az Juhani radiyallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whosoever reads the Quran and acts upon what is in it, his parents will be made to wear a crown on a day of Qiyamah, the brightness of which will be far more than that of the sun, if the sun was inside your worldly houses. So, what do you think about the person who himself acts upon it?" Hazrat Mu'az Juhani radiyallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whosoever reads the Quran and acts upon what is in it, his parents will be made to wear a crown on the day of Qiyamah, the brightness of which will be far more than that of the sun, if the sun was inside your worldly houses. So what do you think about the person who himself acts upon it?" Thus, it is because of reading the Quran and acting upon it that the parents of the reader will be honored with a crown, the brightness of which will be more than the brightness of the sun if the sun was inside your house. Even though the sun is very far from us, its light is very bright. If the sun comes down into our house, imagine how bright it will be. The brightness of the crown to be worn by the parents of the Hafiz will be even brighter. When this is the reward for the parents, what will be the reward for the reader himself? The parents get this reward because they were the cause of the reader coming into this world and were responsible for his education. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A person who reads the Quran and acts upon it will be made to wear a crown made of noor, and his parents will be made to wear clothing which will be more valuable than the entire world. They will say, 'Oh Allah, why are we being given these clothes?' Because your child learned the Quran," will be the reply. Allah Ta'ala bless us with all his name. The important principles of social etiquette. 7 principles. The first we read, not causing harm to others. Number 2, fulfillment of rights. Number 3, foregoing of one's rights and forgiveness. Number 4, honoring and serving one another. Number 5, simplicity. Number 6, humility. And number 7, today, abstaining from the ways of the disbelievers. Allah Ta'ala states, "Do not incline to those who oppress, otherwise the fire will touch you." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever imitates a nation is regarded amongst them, in them. In every aspect, Islam has its own system and part of life. We should endeavor to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and our pious predecessors in all our actions." Etiquette of co-workers. Allah Ta'ala states, "And show kindness to the companion by the side." Co-workers fall under the category of the companion by your side. Thus, one should show kindness to them and treat them well. Number 2, relationships with one's colleagues are important. Good relationships at one's workplace can help you do a better job. Bad relationships with colleagues can distract you and can turn a job into a nightmare. Number 3, treat all co-workers as one, irrespective of their race, caste, nationality, designation. Number 4, respect is the foundation of all good relationships, including those with whom you work. Try not to offend those with whom you work. Avoid discussing controversial topics that will eventually lead to an argument, such as politics, differences of the ulama, etc. Number 5, do not gossip about fellow workers or even about the company itself, especially when these matters do not concern you. Do not gossip about fellow workers or even about the company itself, especially when these matters do not concern you. Such gossips generally lead towards problems. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, backbiting is worse than fornication. Number 6, when you make a mistake at work, which everyone inevitably does at some point, then do not blame a fellow worker. Rather, apologize for one's mistake.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'd. We were discussing the ayat in which Allah Ta'ala refers to the great Quran Sharif which Allah Ta'ala has given us, that Ya Yuhannas qad ja'atkum maw'izatun bi rabbikum. A maw'iza, a wa'az, a lecture, a bayan, nasihat has come to you from your very creator, your sustainer, your nourisher, and to whom you are going to return again. So this is a great kitab which Allah has sent us, and it's a very important message which Allah Ta'ala is conveying to us here. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, and that it is a cure for the diseases of the heart. We have, and really our physical diseases are also subject to our spiritual diseases. If a person is spiritually well, he will be saved a lot from physical diseases also. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we apply this to ourselves and we get cured from our spiritual diseases, which in any case are much more important. And we have to pay attention. Our nature normally is, we don't pay any attention to our spiritual diseases. Yeah, physical diseases, immediately we attend to it. With no problem, we should. But our spiritual diseases are more serious, and we should attend to them. And according to the ulama, that mufassirin, that this is that we replace our jahalat, our ignorance of deen, of akhirat, of Allah, of His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with knowledge about them, our purpose and object in life, etc. And then we will come to the next, that we will replace any wrong ideologies that we might have, any whatever wrong there is, with true iman, with tawheed, with the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And very, very important and a great benefit is our doubts that we have and confusion by recitation of Quran Sharif, and how much more we associate and relate with Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala will remove these doubts which are very common in people today. Lot of people have lot of doubts, and many people are confused about many things. Whatever it was, just as we heard now, the difference of opinion amongst the ulama about politics, a person, Allah will guide him. He will get guidance from Allah Ta'ala and he will be saved from all this. And also very important that the diseases of the heart, our bad akhlaq and character, that also will get cured. All the evil will be taken out and Allah Ta'ala will bring the good into us. And for that, the kitab which is read at night, Islahi Akhlaq, we should pay attention to that also and try and apply it to ourselves and bring it in our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Shifa'un lima fi sudur wa hudan wa rahmatul lil mu'mineen. It is a kitab that guides you towards Allah Ta'ala. And when a person is guided to Allah, he has got everything. In this world also is made, his akhirat will also be made. So that is also very important, and it is a source of mercy. Now how much we will apply the Quran Sharif, relate it to ourselves, bring it into our lives, so much then Allah's rahmat will come on us. And we have Allah's rahmat, that is really all what we need. And may Allah make it that we understand this important. وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And it is also a kitab which is a kitab of hidayat. It is according to Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, it is the Quran Sharif. It is hidayat, this Quran Sharif. And Ya Rahma is that it is tawfiq from Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala has given tawfiq. And we should, no matter how much we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, that we have got Iman, Islam, it's never, never sufficient. It's a great, great gift from Allah Ta'ala. Whether a person was a born Muslim or whether he's reverted to Islam, but it's a very great gift that Allah has given us, Islam. It's only from Allah Ta'ala. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. It is Allah Ta'ala whom He wants to, He gives tawfiq and this hidayat. So it's a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And it is Allah, is in His wisdom, He chooses. So we, and also by continuously making shukr on our iman, Islam, Allah will increase it all the time also. So that also we should try and make a regular ma'amul to make shukr to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And then at the end, huwa khayrum mimma yajma'un. That this Quran Sharif and this hidayat, all this is much more better than what we are, what yajma'un, what the people are gathering, amassing their wealth in this world. To earn one's rosy is nothing wrong whatsoever. It is a great ibadah. To earn it correctly, and whether we are employees, we give our full time, we don't steal time, for example, and all our matters, we do it properly, we listen to the instructions of our superiors. All this is very important. So that is a great ibadah if we do it correctly. As an employer, that also we are running our business, we are employing people to see to their rights also. All this is important. The customer has got rights also, to fulfill the rights of the customer also. If we do our business correctly, we earn, and at the same time with our earning we are seeing to our dini duties also. We are performing our namazes on time, giving our zakat properly, and really if we read about the masail of zakat, then it is an exercise to calculate one zakat properly. Is quite an exercise. So all this, a person has to do it properly. And so if we're doing all that, then this earning of ours, whatever type of earning, it is a great ibadah. If we consider that we are here to establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala, to earn is a necessity. We are not dependent upon other people. We don't become a burden upon other people. We earn and we try and see to the needs of other people. Then even a greater ibadah it becomes to our neighbors, etc. For example, to the masjids, madrasas, all good causes, orphans, widows, all good causes. And mashallah, there are people like that they are earning also, and they are spending also like that. And then Allah gives also accordingly. Anyway, here the comparison is that compared to just earning and amassing wealth all the time, just for the sake of having lot of money, it's not haram to become rich also. In fact, zakat is only compulsory upon the rich. If there wasn't, if it was haram to become rich, then there wouldn't be an institution of zakat. It wouldn't be the institution of hajj. Hajj is also on those who can afford it, who have the money. So there is nothing wrong. To be dunyadar is something else, and to be dindar is something else. You can be dindar and you can be maldar. You can be rich with your deen. There is no problem with that whatsoever. Then you can be poor and you are dunyadar. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to quote this one instance, that one great buzurg who lived a simple life, who we all will call a buzurg, he was on his way for hajj. On the way he met his other buzurg friend who was wealthy. So outwardly people wouldn't regard a person who is poor, who hasn't got anything, we regard him as a big buzurg. So he stayed over there. And when he was now departing, he told him, won't you join me for hajj? So he said, yes, I'll join you. And immediately he left. No preparation, nothing. Going to Allah's house, Allah will see to us. He left. When they came to their first halting place where they stopped, this first buzurg, who was like known as a buzurg, he had forgotten his lota jug by this buzurg's house. So he said, oh, for, and he was very sad, I forgot my jug there. So he said, is that all what you are in? I left my whole big house. Immediately, you just told me come for hajj and I left it. And you're one lota and you are so worried about it. So a person can be poor also and he can be dunyadar also. And he can be rich and he can be dindar. So this dunya and all the mazammat, the evil that is spoken of dunya, is what is done wrongly. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that some ignorant Sufis, that everything we just call dunya about this. He says if you call everything like that, which is not connected directly with deen, all that besides that, all the other things, you're just calling it all dunya also. He says if that is the case, then the two rotis you eat, that is also dunya. And when you won't be able to eat that, and you say you must kick this dunya away, you won't have the strength to kick the dunya also. And you'll fall down, you won't be able to kick the dunya also away. So this dunya, we have to understand what is the evil, what is the dunya, what is called dunya. A person, how many people, good Muslims, running big businesses. What businesses they are running, but they're fulfilling all the rights every side, and deen is the object all the time. Though it looks outwardly, they're just in dunya, but they are in deen so heavily. And on the other side, you will get people that they look like they are a lot of deen, but there is no deen whatsoever. So Allah Ta'ala, and let us understand this, and that we bring deen into our lives. And together with that, whatever work we are doing, a housewife for example, she might be so busy, outwardly you don't see her like a pious lady, but she's preparing food. At the moment, how many, about 70 people are gone to South America to make tarawih in different places. The women folk who are there, who are staying there, South African women, they prepare the food for these people, because they go to such places where they don't get food also. Halal is very difficult, or even just decent food, very, very difficult. They go in rural areas. They go where there aren't really any people. They make big, big sacrifices. These people who go make very big sacrifices. So, and those people make big sacrifices. They prepare all the food for them. So that woman might not look that she's making tilawat so much. She's not sitting on a musalla with a tasbih all the time, but she has prepared all that food. Outwardly it might look she's just in the kitchen busy cooking and all that, but what her status by Allah Ta'ala. And they do it with so much of feeling, with love, and they enjoy doing this. Oh, there are so many people who just, their work is just to host guests, and that is a great thing. Outwardly you might think they are all the time in the kitchen. They are not doing any tilawat, any zikr much, but this is a great ibadah. And when Allah Ta'ala choose a person for this line, Allah gives them the tawfiq of the ibadah also. That also gets done, and they do a lot also. So Allah Ta'ala, let us understand that our deen is the main thing. And that is much better than just being dunyadar. That is what is wrong, to be a dunyadar, whether you poor, whether you are rich, but you are dunyadar, that is not good. So Allah Ta'ala says, this fazl of Allah Ta'ala, the Quran Sharif, and that Allah gives you tawfiq, is much better than just accumulating this dunya, and just being after the dunya. Like we all know dunya, what is dunya? A person, for example, our children, the games they play on the computers, on the phone, etc. And also, one person was telling me about the cartoons. And both these things, and many mothers will tell the child that just sit by the TV and she'll put on some cartoons. And the child mustn't disturb in that. But these cartoons and these games, they are very, very sinister and evil things which they push through there. We don't realize it. We think it's just playing games, etc., or just cartoons. But the worst poison is being pushed through that. And usually the little children are watching all this. And they playing the games and watching the cartoons. The filth and evil, which is terrible. Right up to our eyes are destroyed. And this is all through these, like outwardly very innocent things. Just passing time, etc., PlayStations. How many of us that we will think that instead of a child going to the neighbors, buy one and get it at home. But these things are very, very dangerous. May Allah let us understand these things and save ourselves and save our children. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. It's our duty as parents. But today we don't pay attention to these things. If these things are there, then that is all dunya. So these are the things that we must try and come out of. And also imitating any way, whether it's the West, whether it's the East, for any other way besides Islam, that also we should try and take out of our lives. We should check in our homes what things there are. From the front door till the back door, there may be many things which are contrary to Islam. So we should check on that also and correct it and bring Islamic values and Islamic things into our lives. May Allah Ta'ala give me and us all the reality of the whole Quran Sharif and bring it into our lives and give us the tawfiq to practice accordingly. That is very important also, to practice accordingly. To just do the hifz, and no matter how well a person knows his hifz, but it is with the condition of amal also. And nobody is perfect, but that we try and we bring the teachings of the Quran Sharif into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.